The markets, well, they were in free fall again today, and the president says the reason is the Democrats. It's the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks, as always, for being here. Facebook made an announcement today. The link between a lack of paid sick leave and the spread of the coronavirus. JCPenney reported a loss in sales. DoorDash is to pounce on an IPO. Home Depot says that big ticket items helped sales, and we'll check on the market numbers and a story about loyalty clubs and how they change your buying habits. And because it's Thursday, we're going to throw back to a mental health interview with NAMI director Peggy Huppert. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Reach out to us on Twitter if you wish. We are at @IOB_NewsHour. Well, earlier in the week, as the markets started their free fall, President Trump said the reason was media-driven hysteria. Recently, he found another explanation. The president said the reason the markets are headed down and into correction territory is not the coronavirus, but investors are spooked by the prospect of Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden becoming the next president. Here's the quote. Quote, I think the financial markets are very upset when they look at the Democratic candidates standing on that stage making fools of themselves. And they say, if we ever have a president like this, when they look at the statements made by the people standing behind those podiums, I think that has a huge effect, end quote. But there's a problem. The Democratic debate in question took place on Tuesday night after the markets closed for the day. By then, the Dow had already endured 2 days of significant losses, 1,032 points on Monday and another 879 points on Tuesday. However, the good news is the president has appointed Vice President Pence to handle the coming U.S. outbreak. In response to the coronavirus outbreak, and not, it would seem, the Democratic debate, Facebook announced it's canceling its annual developer conference. Facebook said, quote, in place of the in-person F8 event, we're planning other ways for our community to get together through a combo of locally hosted events, videos, and live streamed content, end quote. The conference, which attracted 5,000 people from around the world last year, was scheduled to be held on May 5th and 6th in San Jose, California. Well, here's yet another thing to consider as we enter into the unknown with regard to the virus that's sweeping the globe, and that is the failure of American businesses to provide paid sick leave, which could, in theory, make the spreading of the virus worse. As the Center for Disease Control and Prevention tell Americans we should prepare for the coming of the coronavirus, what does that mean? Well, let's consider employees who don't have the luxury of paid sick leave. Employees in the service industry, especially like food workers or personal care assistants, are much less likely than their peers in more lucrative fields to have paid time off if they get sick. But they also make less money in general, meaning a lost day of work hurts their families' budgets more. That gives them a strong motivation to go into work even if they're not feeling well. And because these workers come in close contact with the rest of humanity, they are a potent vector for spreading contagions, particularly those as infectious as coronaviruses. It's a recipe for making a bad outbreak even worse. Just something for you to chew on. So enough about health concerns. Let's turn the page and take a look at a retail story. JCPenney stock tumbled again as the retail company posted a sixth straight quarter of declining sales, even if it did look a bit more positive during the holiday season. The company posted a 7% decline in fourth quarter same-store sales. Revenue for the period also declined. Still, it reported adjusted earnings per share for the fourth quarter of 13 cents, and that beat the analyst estimate for a loss of 6 cents. Still, the company expects full-year fiscal 2020 same-store sales to drop between 3.5% and 4.5%. It said its guidance does not include potential effects of, the coronavirus outbreak. I know, we weren't going to talk about that, right? The food delivery company DoorDash has filed paperwork with the Securities and Exchange Commission to begin the process of a public stock listing. The company said it had filed confidentially, meaning its financials won't be available publicly just yet. The number of shares to be offered and the price range has not been determined, according to a statement from the company. The initial public offering is expected to take place after the SEC completes its review process and is subject to market and other conditions. Well, all retail is not lost. Today we learned that Home Depot said fourth quarter results got a lift from the sale of pricey items like appliances and even vinyl plank flooring. That news prompted a number of analysts to raise the price targets on the stock. Edward Decker, the executive vice president of merchandising at Home Depot, said that during the fourth quarter, big-ticket comp transactions, or those over $1,000, which represent approximately 20% of U.S. sales, were up by double digits. That bit of news moved the price targets up. Stifel rates Home Depot stock as a buy and raised its price target to $270 from $245, or about 12.5% above its current price. Raymond James rates Home Depot stock as outperform and raised its price target to $270 from $250. Home Depot shares have rallied by 28.1% over the past year, and that has outpaced the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is up 3.7% for the same period. It's no secret that rural America has been struggling, even in light of the economy that's buzzing along. However, all may not be lost. A new study from the Center for American Progress says some rural communities are seeing a boost in business, especially in what it calls graying America, places with lots of retirees and people approaching retirement. The Census Bureau says almost a quarter of people 65 and older live in rural areas. Many are moving to rural places within reach of smaller cities where they can still get what they need, and for less. And although Florida is still a big place in which to retire, aging Americans are also moving to places like Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming, states that have revamped their images to bring in new residents, especially older ones. Why? Well, think of it this way. If retirement income can generate a significant amount of local spending, then that will have a major impact on a small community, even if that area does not have a robust job market. That spending by retirees can mean more business for healthcare, retail, and other businesses, and that can attract younger residents as well. And once again today, the markets were off big time as traders worried that the coronavirus might be spreading in the United States. A slew of corporate and analyst warnings on the virus also dragged down the major averages. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted 1,190 points, or 4.4%, to end the day at 25,766. The S&P 500 also plunged by 4.4% to close at 2,978, while the NASDAQ Composite sank 4.6% to end the day at 8,566. Those losses put the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ into correction territory. That means they're down more than 10% from their record closes. It took the Dow just 10 sessions to tumble from its all-time high into a correction. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ had set records just last week. The Dow and S&P 500 are also on pace for their worst weekly performance since 2008. Through today's close, the Dow was down by more than 11% week-to-date, while the S&P 500 had lost 10.8%, and, the week isn't over yet. Apple, Intel, and ExxonMobil were among the worst-performing Dow stocks today, dropping at least 6% each. The outbreak has also led several companies to issue warnings about its earnings and revenues. Included in that list are Microsoft and PayPal. Meanwhile, the benchmark 10-year Treasury yield dipped below 1.25% today, hitting a record low before rebounding. And once again, it's just Thursday. And finally, there is this. Yes, it's another loyalty program. Panera Bread has launched a subscription program in which customers can have as much coffee and tea as they like for $8.99 a month. These loyalty programs are seen as an easy way to lure customers and convince them to change their breakfast habits or really any buying habit. Burger King recently launched a similar one for $5 a month. The move also creates loyalty towards a brand. According to Panera Bread, subscribing customers' monthly visits went up from 4 to 10 in the markets they tested. All right, coming up next, we're going to turn the clock back a bit. This is a mental health interview, and it's with Iowa NAMI Executive Director Peggy Huppert. I think you'll find this interesting. Everybody's talking about mental health these days. What does Peggy have to say about it? Click through for more.